This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. There is no doubt on wildfire-ravaged Maui.
Any warning would have been extremely helpful, even if it just got us to come out of our homes.
A day after the island's chief of emergency services came under intense scrutiny over his decision not to activate sirens before Lahaina was engulfed in flames, he's resigned, citing health reasons. Correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti reports from Maui.
It began first as a small spot fire at 9:30 a.m. It was fully contained and firefighters left. Sometime before 3:30 p.m., the wind rekindled the fire. It burned for more than 2 hours before reaching town.
The official death toll is 111, with at least 1,000 people still missing. Firefighters in Canada's Northwest Territories are racing to make sure everyone leaves the capital of Yellowknife as a massive wildfire reaches the outskirts.
I honestly want to get out of here.
It's quite scary. The smoke was very, very thick.
President Biden hosts a summit at Camp David today with the leaders of Japan and South Korea. CBS's Christina Ruffini.
The goal is to improve communications between the three countries that have a common security objective and many common interests, including countering China. Senior administration officials say the leaders will establish a new hotline to consult more readily on any emerging threats.
CBS News has confirmed the alleged mastermind of the 9/11 attacks and four other defendants are discussing plea bargains with Pentagon lawyers. CBS's Scott McFarland says relatives of some of the victims are angry.
Brad Blakeman lost his nephew, Tommy Juergens, in the World Trade Center on 9/11. He's waited for years for the suspected mastermind, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and four other accused plotters to stand trial and face punishment in a military tribunal at Guantanamo Bay.
I wanted to see those responsible account for the crimes. I wanted them to be prosecuted with the fairness they never gave to those who they killed.
A neonatal nurse in Northwest England's been found guilty of killing seven newborns. The BBC's Liz Roberts is outside the courthouse.
She used a variety of methods to end the short lives of her tiny victims, including injecting them with air and poisoning them with insulin. In court, she was described as cold, calculated, cruel, and relentless.
Americans are drinking and using pot like never before. A new study funded by the National Institutes of Health finds 30% of adults, 35 to 50, reported binge drinking last year. That's up from 23% 10 years ago. Marijuana use surged by 13%. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Prescriptions
looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For WCFW and the Tap FM, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. A three-vehicle crash on Highway 53 between Whitehall and Pigeon Falls hurt two people yesterday morning. One of the vehicles rear-ended a second vehicle waiting to turn off of the highway onto Hog Road. The vehicle that started the crash then went into oncoming traffic where it hit another vehicle heading north. The driver of the northbound vehicle was flown to Gunderson Hospital in La Crosse with serious injuries, and the driver of the first vehicle was taken to a hospital in Whitehall for their injuries. Canadian wildfire smoke is once again triggering a statewide air quality advisory, which will last through Monday at 6 a.m. Wildfires north of the border have caused several air quality alerts this summer. Earlier this year, air quality was the worst it's been in over a decade, with a late June stretch causing the air quality in Wisconsin to drop to the worst in the world for a couple of days. Officials say to limit time spent outdoors, especially children and people with health conditions, when air quality is unhealthy. And the high school football season kicked off last night. Chippewa Falls defeated Holman 17-14. Eau Claire North fell at La Crosse Central 21-0.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. 470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thereichmann.com/disclosure.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and then the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM radio for every vehicle act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Is that more sociopathy when you have no empathy? Psychopathy or sociopathy? I always get those two confused.
I don't know my pathies that well.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
It is Friday, August 18th, and no, I am not Kristen Bry. This is Jane Matinair in for Kristen. Greg Bach is on the board, and Kristen is being a good wife. Her husband, Michael, is having surgery today, so she is standing by as nurse at large, and she will be back on Monday. My question for you right now, though, at 844-967-2789, does your community have a local newspaper? Do you subscribe to it? And should just one lawsuit be enough to bring down an independent news outlet? Greg Bach.
Hello.
You're familiar with the story from Wausau?
I am familiar with the story.
There's a big article today in the New York Times. Actually, it's from earlier in the week about what happened at the county board meeting in Wausau on August 12th. About 12 minutes in, again, according to the story from the New York Times reported by Jeremy Peters, 12 minutes in, members of the community started arguing over a resolution intending to promote diversity and inclusion. First Amendment experts say the case highlights a troubling trend of wealthy and powerful people using defamation as retribution. So here's what happened. The Wausau Pilot and Review, acting on a tip from a reader, reported that during the meeting, the owner of a local company, Corey Tomchek, called a 13-year-old boy a homophobic slur. Mr. Tomchek is now a Republican state senator. He denied using the slur, demanded a retraction. The Pilot and Review stood by the article, so Mr. Tomchek sued. Three other people who were at the meeting later gave sworn statements they had heard Tomchek use the slur, and during a deposition, he admitted to having said it on other occasions. So late in April of this year, a judge dismissed the suit, ruling that Tomchek hadn't met the legal standard for proving the report defamed him. That didn't stop things, though, for the little Pilot and Review. It's a nonprofit that has now racked up close to $150,000 in legal bills from the case, and now Mr. Tomchek has filed an appeal. 844-967-2789. Does your community have a local publication? Do you subscribe to it? And should one lawsuit be able to bring down an independent publication? The publication's founder and editor, Shireen Seward, says she has no idea how she can keep paying both her lawyers and her big staff of four, Greg Bach.
Oh, boy.
Every time I open the mail, says Ms. Seward, I want to throw up. These dollars could be going to pay reporters for boots-on-the-ground coverage, not paying legal fees for a lawsuit that appears really designed just to crush us. So again, I'm reading from this article in the New York Times. As politicians have grown more comfortable condemning media outlets they view as hostile, some public officials have started using the legal system as a way of getting back at coverage they don't like. The former president, of course, has filed a number of unsuccessful defamation suits against news groups. Late last month, a judge threw out Trump's latest $475 million lawsuit against CNN.
He should just buy it.
He should just buy
just
it?
Just buy CNN.
And then you can do what you want.
Yep, and he can turn it into, like, start calling it the T Network. Instead of the CNN, just says T.
Greg, I think he'd like that.
I think he'd love that.
Actually, let's see. This is an affront to freedom of speech and press to allow Mr. Tomczyk to continue to impose expense and time on the Wausau pilot. This is Rodney Smola, president of the Vermont Law School, representing several prominent plaintiffs in defamation suits against the media. This case, he says, is not a he said, she said, but it's a three said and more. Mr. Tomczyk, through his lawyer, declining to comment on the case. His lawyer says his client categorically denies he used that word or any derivative of it during the meeting.
Just when he's talking about his brother.
It's, right?
I mean, this is, without getting into it, because that's a whole other segment, but this is the basic definition of a slap suit, which, you know, it stands for a strategic lawsuit against public participation. And this is a guy who has the money who can say, like, well, I don't like what you said about me, so I'm going to shut you down. Man, I'm a crybaby. Man, I don't like gay people. Even if they're my brother. Man, man. I mean, it's ridiculous. And I think there should be certain protections set up through precedents in the court that says, you know, if there is libel, if there is lying in your reporting, if there is information received illegally, yes, there should be repercussions.
Sure.
But when someone doesn't like something that you say and it's supported by evidence, it should just be immediately thrown out and not, I mean, yes, available for appeal. I understand it, but this is what this guy wants.
Well, and isn't this the point of having the Fourth Estate?
Yeah.
This is the entire point of having local reporters on the ground and local outlets to keep an eye on things and to tell you when something hinky is going on.
I love that word, hinky.
Hinky is not, it's not used nearly enough.
No, it's not. And the thing, too, is, you know, we talk about the Fourth Estate, and there was a great documentary TV show about it. But we generally think about, you know, your Washington Post and your New York Times and your LA Times, things like, which absolutely they are important to protect. But I would say in today's day and age of publications, these conglomerates swallowing up newspapers and then like spitting them out and then leaving town or barely covering the local stuff, these regional and community papers that have a staff of four and are doing news, they need protection more than ever and more than anyone else, in my opinion, because they don't have the dollars and they don't, you know, the Pilot and Review, though it's an amazing name for a paper, is not a sexy newspaper. You know, it's not the New York. I read in the Pilot, you know, it's, you know, they need that money. They need the help.
For sure. And again, if you want local sports reporting, if you want people covering your school board meetings, if you want people covering your county board meetings, you have to rely on those little outlets because they're the only ones who do that anymore. You know, the big boys used to have someone who was on the police beat and they'd go and stop at the cop shop every day and set up relationships so they could get information. They covered the school boards, the county boards. And so much of that doesn't happen anymore because of resources. And that's why, like you said too, Greg, little outlets like this are just so critically important.
Yeah. And I mentioned this to you off air before we started today, which, you know, if this is the way things, I mean, the slap suit aside, this guy, Brian, I'm called Brian. If these are the papers that are doing the hard reporting in the communities, I mean, is this where we're going as far as, like, we're starting to see an uprising of community papers and, you know, real, like, though of upsetting story, I find it exciting that you see these local papers doing the reporting they're needing to do.
For sure.
And if that's what's happening, I feel like, you know, we need to have, I was saying to you, I wish I was rich. I would help all these publications be like, you're covered. You don't have to worry about these people. And I will make sure that someone like, you know, this gentleman, I don't want to say his name. I don't like anything about this.
He who shall not be named.
Exactly. Brian. I think that, you know, we'll protect you from individuals like this who have nothing else to say, but here's my checkbook and I will do my best to ground you into the dirt. Sorry. I don't like bullies. I don't like bullies and I don't appreciate them. They, you know, and if you say, if there are people in the room who said you said a slur, then I believe them and I don't believe you, even though you came on and be like, oh, I've said it before.
Well, right. And I didn't even mention that part. He has admitted that his brother is gay and basically said, yeah, what was it, in teasing or...
In spite. What?
He has used this homophobic slur before, so he admits that he's used it.
His quote was, my brother's a gay guy.
Thanksgiving must be so much fun.
Hey, my brother's a gay. I call him whatever I want. I don't know why I make him Southern either. I don't know why I do that. He lives in northern Wisconsin. But yeah, it seems like, And he probably said it and was probably like, what did I say wrong?
Right. Because that's just part of your lingo. That's part of your lexicon.
And instead of learning, he's like, well, I have money. I don't like papers. Reading is for liberals.
844-967-2789. Is there a local publication in your community? Do you subscribe? Do you subscribe to the Pilot and Review? We would really like to talk to you and find out what the Pilot has done. It's relatively new. It's only been around since 2017. And so they had made plans for a modest expansion to add a third journalist.
All right, folks.
So staff could start covering smaller communities surrounding Wausau. Miss Seward, who's the owner, says we were really humming along, and then this happened.
Well, I'm just hoping that the courts, you know, smack down the appeal because, you know, this is just good reporting. This is the good reporting we always talk about, too, and we need to have in this world. So,
And as you said, if they're due a retraction, if they lied, but as that one lawyer said, there were three witnesses who corroborated this. And it just reinforces, to me at least, how important it is. And I know it's painful because I subscribe to way too many things and it adds up. But without it, folks, we got no oversight. There's nobody watching the farm.
Nope. And that's the importance of those journalists who have nothing but the best intentions of covering the news.
844-967-2789. We're coming up against the break. We will come back right after this. This is As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. Represent the common people.
Funny, Wall Street never has complained. Ah, but publishers have worries, for publishers must go to working folks for readers and to big shots for their dough. Now publishers are such interesting people. It could be prostitution, I don't know. Ting-a-ling-a-ling, circulation, ting-a-ling-a-ling, advertising, get those readers, get that payoff. What a headache, what a mess. Oh, publishers are such interesting people. Let's give three cheers for freedom of the press. That payoff, what a headache, what a mess. Oh, publishers.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media weather team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
A little more of that smoky haze from Canadian wildfires out there today. Otherwise, it's going to be fairly pleasant, partly cloudy, 79 our high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, it'll be clear, 62 for a low. Tomorrow, warmer, more humid, mostly sunny with a high of 90. On Sunday, warm and humid with a high of 89. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Kristen Bry, and we have Greg Bach running the board. We are taking your calls and your texts at 844-967-2789, talking about the Wausau Pilot and Review in Little Wausau getting sued because they reported that during a county board meeting, a now state lawmaker used a homophobic slur. They did not have reporters there themselves, but three other people confirmed that this was said. So the man who allegedly said them sued. The case was dismissed, ruling that he had not met the legal standard for proving that the report defamed him. But the little Pilot and Review has already racked up $150,000 in legal bills, and now he is appealing. So the owner of the Pilot and Review says she doesn't know if she can keep paying her lawyers and her staffers. So do you subscribe to your local paper? Do you even have one? Should one lawsuit be able to sink an independent publication? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Greg, who do we have on the line?
We have Greg from Waukesha on the line. So,
our friend Greg,
give us some insight on the matter. Here we go, Greg. How you doing today, sir?
Hey, Greg Bach. Good to hear your voice, sir. Good to hear someone who, I was on your radio show back at the old Carroll University radio station when you and a friend of mine did a radio show. And obviously, we have good memories of other places, too. So, anyway, good to talk to you, my friend. And hello, Jane. As a former journalist, first of all, I do still subscribe to my local paper. I believe that local journalism is the best journalism. However, I would say that it is, I do feel like this is gone a bit too far, but as a journalist, it is our responsibility, as you know, Jane, you know, and as you know, Greg, to do our due diligence to make sure something, and I'm not saying they did or didn't do this, the Wausau paper, to make sure, first of all, comments are on the record versus off. We all know about that. And then also to to investigate to see, you know, what else was said. Now, they said that they got a tip from someone. This paper got a tip from someone.
Right.
And I, so as a reporter, and I've been caught, you know, for this before, not doing my due diligence, and I won't go into situations, but you know, and quoting someone out of context or incorrectly, and that's huge, because you want to be as factual and unbiased as you can. So just a little perspective from a former journalist and a blind guy. So
yeah, those are great points, Greg. I do want to reiterate, though, three additional people who were at the meeting later gave sworn statements that they had heard him use this word.
Right. That's why I think it is, you know, this is going a little far, but yeah. So,
well, thank you so much for listening. As always, Greg, you can call anytime. You're always welcome. I hope you know that.
Okay, thank you.
Take care.
Thanks, Greg.
Okay, bye-bye.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Wes from Middleton checking in on the app. Is there some type of GoFundMe for the paper? Can we, as concerned citizens of the state, subscribe? We can't allow small newsrooms like this to be silenced by the powerful. This Dingleberry, Greg, this Dingleberry who brought this suit is a state senator. This situation is vile.
During almost like around the break, Tim from Wausau called in, and
he
said that if we really wanted to, and I don't go into it, but you can check the YouTubes, as the kids call it, because all of those meetings are taped and on a playlist.
Oh, so,
I mean, if we wanted to do the hard hitting journalism, you know, that's when people say Greg Bach, they think. Hard-hitting journalist and
always.
Chinese buffet king.
Always, yes. All right, we're coming up against the break. When we come back, the one and only Todd Alba is going to be joining us for our civic media crossover segment. And Todd's going to share with us his best, worst, and weirdest or oddest stories of the week. And then
it's going to get odd.
It's going to get odd. And then, a tough competition coming up between Greg Bach and Todd. Going to have to do the news quiz.
By the way, I just found out about this morning. I didn't get a chance to study.
I know you're prepared.
Oh, I'm so prepared.
I know you're ready.
To lose.
Yeah. And the prizes, Greg, are, wow.
They're fabulous?
There aren't any.
Oh, come on. This radio's... Come on.
I know, right? I can give you a t-shirt. We finally got some t-shirts.
Yeah.
All right, stay with us. We are going to be back in just a little bit after the bottom of the hour news with Todd Alba. Much more on the way. You are listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Would be whose and what side you're on or who's right or money, some rob with a gun or a ballpoint pen. Maybe I'll get me a big black cape, and then they'll be running from me, looking over their shoulder for me. What's buried in the back pages was on the front just yesterday, and old news never dies, though they say. On the front just yesterday.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
CBS News Brief. The debate goes on after the head of emergency management on Maui resigned following his decision not to activate warning sirens when deadly fires approached Lahaina. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti spoke with Tag Magliocca, who's leading a recovery team.
Do you think that the sirens would have saved more lives?
hard to say. I'm certain that there would have been a net benefit.
The death toll stands at 111. Southern California could get pounded with heavy rain, flash floods, and high surf as a Category 4 Hurricane Hillary shifts course. Odyssey meteorologist Craig Allen.
The way the weather pattern is setting up, Hillary will move off the Mexico coastline and make its way on due north towards San Diego and Los Angeles over the weekend.
President Biden hosts a summit at Camp David today with leaders of Japan and South Korea. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
We're announcing significant steps to enhance trilateral security cooperation in the region in the face of North Korean provocations.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For WCFW and the Tap FM, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley.
A three-vehicle crash on Highway 53 between Whitehall and Pigeon Falls hurt two people yesterday morning. One of the vehicles rear-ended a second vehicle waiting to turn off of the highway onto Hog Road. The vehicle that started the crash then went into oncoming traffic where it hit another vehicle heading north. The driver of the northbound vehicle was flown to Gunderson Hospital in La Crosse with serious injuries, and the driver of the first vehicle was taken to a hospital in Whitehall for their injuries. Canadian wildfire smoke is once again triggering a statewide air quality advisory, which will last through Monday at 6 a.m. Wildfires north of the border have caused several air quality alerts this summer. Earlier this year, air quality was the worst it's been in over a decade, with a late June stretch causing the air quality in Wisconsin to drop to the worst in the world for a couple of days. Officials say to limit time spent outdoors, especially children and people with health conditions, when air quality is unhealthy. And the high school football season kicked off last night. Chippewa Falls defeated Holman 17-14. Eau Claire North fell at La Crosse Central 21-0.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all.
Civic Media.
608-819-8255.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. Jane Matmere in for Kristen Bry. She will be back on Monday. Greg Bach is on the board and joining us now. Always love to talk to our friend Todd Alba from the Todd Alba Show, which you can hear across the network every Monday through Friday from 1 to 3. How are you, my friend?
Jane, Greg, it's outstanding to be here. It's at the top of the morning to you, and it's a great way to start my day.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you joining us for... The good, the weird, and the weirder?
by the way. I couldn't find music to fit that.
That right. Oh, and by the way, Greg, there is a metal version of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, which I'm gonna download next week.
Thank you.
So we can put that in the rotation as well.
I think it's great, this great story you've made about Mike, Kristen's husband, having some medical work done, because my understanding was Kristen was out getting a pedicure and a manicure in preparation for our debate show next Wednesday.
Let's talk about that actually quickly, because it's going to be...
In all seriousness, our thoughts and prayers and good vibes to Mike as he is doing his surgery today. So,
for sure. He's having back surgery today. So she is there as the good wife and the nurse in waiting. So once I hear from her, I can let everybody know that everything went okay. But next Wednesday, Todd Alba, is really going to be a big day.
It is. We've got this, as goes Wisconsin, is broadcasting live from Whitetail, Milwaukee, in downtown Milwaukee, across from the Deer District and Pfizer Forum. And then Town Call with Will Walter and Luke Mathers, and then our show from 1 to 3. And then Matt Flynn from 3 until 4, all broadcasting from Whitetail. And then we're going to do a special 2-hour pregame show from 6 until 8, live from Whitetail. We're going to have some top Republicans as in Bill McCosran, former chief of staff and secretary of commerce under former Governor Tommy Thompson. And then former Republicans like myself, Trigvi Olson, who comes on our show quite a bit. He is a senior advisor to the Lincoln Project and a Wisconsin native, did a lot of work here before going on to a national level. He, like me, has left the Republican Party, as has his boss, Rick Wilson, a national, a former Republican strategist, now the founder and head of the Lincoln Project. We're also going to have Ben Wickler is going to be joining us as well,
wow,
the chairman, the current chairman of the Wisconsin Democratic Party. So we're going to have both sides as far as opinions. And the point isn't to do a rah-rah for guys like Vivek Rostenswamy, but rather to give some insight and say, you know what, here are people like Trigvi and Rick who have been in those green rooms an hour before. Here's what really happens inside, whether it's a Republican or Democratic event, and give our listeners a little bit of an inside take.
Well, and that is so interesting too, Todd, because I didn't realize this until, and it might have been in talking to you, that there's some backroom handshaking, you know, let's dogpile on this candidate. Let's, you know, if I insult this person for you, will you insult this person for me?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's not a spontaneous event like they would like us to all believe as we watch this. Usually what happens, and I have not done a presidential race like Trigvi and Rick and others, but they get these rooms, they say, okay, well, candidate A, the three of us, our three other candidates, are going to attack candidate A on their environmental stance. And then candidate A will join B and D going after C on taxation. And so it's all kind of set up beforehand.
It's just so, I mean, they all want to beat each other.
Right. You know. And of course, the interesting thing, if Trump doesn't show, which a lot of people suspect he won't, I mean, now I guess yesterday DeSantis's kind of pregame plan was leaked.
Did you see it?
His strategy is to praise Trump but go after Vivek Rostenswamy. If your main opponent is Vivek Rostenswamy, you've got some problems.
You
buddy.
Got major, major problems. Yeah, I was just going to share this with you, and I'm pulling this from the Bulwark this morning. According to this memo for Ron DeSantis on how to handle next week's debate, number one, attack Joe Biden and the media 3 to 5 times.
Whoa.
Number two, state his positive vision 2 to 3 times. Number three, hammer Vivek Ramaswamy in a response. Number four, defend Donald Trump in absentia in response to a Chris Christie attack. Who is running DeSantis's campaign?
Well, he just fired his campaign manager after dismissing about 12 of his underling staff members a month before that. And the person he put in place, DeSantis, in charge of his presidential campaign, has never run a presidential campaign before in their life.
Okay.
that could tell you something.
That could tell you something. I mean, it just seems like every day DeSantis is stepping on a different rake.
He is the Scott Walker of 2024.
That's so mean, Todd.
So it's the truth.
So he's going to show up for the debate. How long after the debate, even if he does well, which I find hard to believe, How long is it going to be before he finally drops out?
DeSantis?
Yeah.
I think it all depends on whether the Jell-O pudding company offers him an endorsement deal on Sunny Eating Jell-O pudding. He may just drop out and take Bill Cosby's place as the pudding guy. I'm not sure. I don't know. I mean, he had $80 million in most reports, and he is burning through that to be a third and fourth tier candidate right now. Not since Scott Walker have you seen a person with such high hopes crash so quickly. I don't know if he lasts until the Iowa caucuses or not.
That's interesting you bring that up, because a long time ago I used to work in politics, and when Scott Walker announced that he was going to run for the office, my boss at the time, he's like, "How do you think he's going to do?" I said, "He's going to flame out in the primaries." And my boss said, "Oh, he's gonna make it pretty far." And I'm like, "No, he's not, because the world is gonna see." And this is what happens with these guys who are really popular in their state. They get on the world stage and the whole country gets to see just what idiots they are. And when they're saying dumb things on a regular basis, and the thing is, Scott Walker was funded by the Koch brothers, who were undoubtedly the most powerful duo in politics back in those days. And the fact that Ron DeSantis cannot learn from Scott Walker and is not, like, he's taking the bait at every single turn and just being the weirdest version of his weird self is insanity to me.
And I can't I can't believe that the Florida residents are not just outraged that he is not there addressing the many, many, many issues facing Florida taxpayers.
I'll tell you guys, I've never, I ran a lot of local and state races and congressional races, statewide races. I never did presidential politics. But here's what I'll tell you from my experience. In order to make it to the presidential level, you have to have a gift in what we call retail politics, meeting people one-on-one, connecting to people. Whether it's genuine or not, you have to appear genuine, and it has to be believable. Both Scott Walker and Ron DeSantis share the trait of not being believable as genuine human beings. And if you look at Tommy Thompson, a guy who actually rode a Harley, who actually used to deer hunt since he was a kid, and it was believable because that's who he was. Whether you agree to his policies or not, he was relatable.
He was genuine.
And then Walker comes along. He never ridden a Harley before, learned how to do it, tried to pass himself off as a biker, not really a big hunter, tried to pass himself off. He wanted to be Tommy Thompson. And people, I think, to your point, Greg, in Iowa, once you got outside of Wisconsin, they're like, this guy's a fake. And he never caught on. And the same thing, I think, with Ron DeSantis.
Go ahead, Greg.
The ultimate question I have is for next Wednesday is, you got the whole panel, you got the whole dais of people, and you pull away the Trump drama, you pull away the Ron DeSantis stuff, and you've got candidates who in maybe 20, 25 years ago at least stood a chance of being noticed, because, like, Nikki Haley, they have things to say, they have politics behind them, they have a message to get out there. What do they need to do? I mean, like, the ultimate hurdles to clear to actually make a dent and make people say, "Oh, I wasn't expecting this," or is it just going to be completely just there's no, like, it's not, I'm not saying the debate's pointless, but, like, it's going to be more about hype than substance at all in any sense, because there's just too much happening right now.
That's a great question, Greg. And the answer is really simple. Just have the courage to look in the camera and say the 2020 election was fair and free. Donald Trump lost. Joe Biden won. And we need to protect democracy. That's how you break out. That's how you actually stand out and say a Republican Party was not founded on this, and I want to be a true Republican, not a Trump Republican. If you're not willing to do that as a person on that stage, you should simply look in the camera on Wednesday night and say, "I endorse him. I'm dropping out," because there's no difference. No, I'm serious.
Well, no, and I don't think any of them have the guts to do that.
Except Christie.
Christie will. Christie has the guts to say it, but even at the end of the day, he's going to be tagged as, "Well, you back Rick, in 2015 you had a good time criticizing him, but now, like, for the next couple of years after that, you were just right next to him."
And to your point, Greg, Rick Wilson tweeted this, I think, a day or two ago. Chris Christie can't just say, "I disagree with Trump, I won't be Trump, and 2020 was fair." He has to look in the camera and say, "If Donald Trump is the nominee this time around, I'm not voting for him." If they don't, if they say anything other than that, they're pro-Trump.
If you're just joining us, Todd Alba is our guest. He is, of course, the host of the wonderful Todd Alba Show across the Civic Media Network, Monday through Friday from 1 until 3 o'clock. I just think, I can only think of one person who has thinner skin than Ron DeSantis. And I just think he's going to melt down on the stage on Wednesday when someone says something mean.
Who is it? Oh, Ron DeSantis himself.
I would say Donald Trump is the only one who has thinner skin than Ron DeSantis.
Right, but I don't think he's going to be there.
I think DeSantis is going to melt down when someone says something mean, because I don't think he knows how to handle it. I really don't.
He doesn't. He doesn't. Have you seen some of the video of these fake laughs? He went after a kid, like a 10-year-old kid, for having a slushie at the Isle of Fair.
Yeah, sugar shaming children is always a great idea. All right, well, I kind of completely derailed this. So before we get a break, we have 3 minutes, Todd. What is your best story of the week?
Best story of the week, and for a weird reason, it is Mike Lindell's election summit, Secure Our Elections, going on in Springfield, Missouri. Why? Because the guests include Lou Dobbs, Steve Bannon, Rudy Giuliani, former General Mike Flynn, and yes, indeed, our very own former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman.
Oh, he's
going to be there. Trying to push paper ballots and hand counting, which I think this is spectacular, because we're working on a new bit for our show called My Pillow Talk with Mike and Michael.
Can I
call and do my worst Mike Lindell impression?
Absolutely.
God, that man is just.
I mean, there's where the Robin Voss's $2 million of taxpayer money went, so that Mike Gableman could go hang out on the pillow with the pillow guy.
Honest to gosh. And I'm still amazed that more people are not outraged by that waste of our money, our $2 million dollars for that completely pointless exercise. And now he gets to bank on it. And gosh, failing up must be a great thing once you learn how to do it.
That's what's popping with Robin Voss. It's another bit we did.
Don't forget.
The Popcorn King, Todd.
It's Popcorn King.
It's the Popcorn King.
Assembly Speaker Popcorn King Voss. All right, we're going to go to break, and then we may get to the quiz. We may not. No pressure.
All right.
And then we'll get your worst of the week and the weirdest as well. If you ever want to call in or text or just chat or scream, 844-967-2789. Greg's going to have to answer those. We will be right back. This is As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
AM radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM radio stays in your car. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM radio for every vehicle act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
93.5, The Tap.
A little more of that smoky haze from Canadian wildfires out there today. Otherwise, it's going to be fairly pleasant, partly cloudy. 79 our high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, it'll be clear, 62 for a low. Tomorrow, warmer, more humid, mostly sunny with a high of 90 on Sunday. Warm and humid with a high of 89. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Wisconsin. Kristen is off today. Jane Matnier in for Kristen. Greg Bach is producing and on the board, and the wonderful Todd Alba from the Todd Alba Show is my guest for our little civic media crossover segment today. So Todd, now what is the worst story of the week? I did want to share one comment. We were talking about the upcoming Republican debate in Milwaukee next week. Tony Zimmerman checking in. It's going to be interesting without Trump there to get to see what the Republican Party will be like without him. It's unlikely to have any substance or energy.
I mean, I think that is a great comment.
But also, I can't miss you until you leave.
Because I think that's a great comment, though. Because if Trump doesn't come to Tony's point, I think it's going to reveal that the Republican Party is Donald Trump. They're going to just repeat everything that he says anyway, and it's going to prove there are no thoughtful ideas beyond Trumpism.
That's really interesting point, Todd. And I think you're right. And I think overall, the only or the main message of all of the candidates is we got screwed, and so you should put us in power. I don't see any policies put forth to help the American people. I know. Isn't that naive? That's so naive of me.
Those policies about raising the voting age to 25 to make young people not eligible to vote. You mean those kind of policies? Yeah. Come on now, Jane. They got policies.
Yeah, the really popular national abortion ban. Let's do that.
Right. Let's not give women control their bodies. Those kind of policies. Let's make sure that people like me can't marry each other. Yes.
Didn't Mexico make their first or second payment on that wall, I heard? They started paying for that wall, right?
And Greg, Ron DeSantis, did you guys see this? Like this week or last week, he is not ruling out dropping bombs on Mexico to stop the fentanyl situation. He wants to bomb Mexico.
Well, Trump had talked about that too. Yeah, we're going to, our southern border, yes.
Policies. They all got, and believe me, Jane and Greg, those are absolutely going to resonate with those Gen Zers out there.
Oh,
that'll make them just
want
to.
Just gaining support the more they open their mouths. You're absolutely
right.
Wouldn't
you be Brian Schimming, the chair of the Wisconsin Republican Party, and roll into E.W. Claire and say, we're here to help you with things like making sure you can't vote and taking away your right as a woman to control your own body? Where do you want to sign up?
I could talk about Brian Schimming for hours.
But you really just explained, Todd, why all we're going to hear is platitudes, because they don't want to talk about their policies, which are highly unpopular.
But I think that's why I'm glad we're covering this next Wednesday, 6 to 8. Of course, Krista Bry is going to co-anchor the evening with me, in addition to having our shows there throughout the day. But I think it's important to talk about these issues to reveal the truth, to reveal what they actually are saying. Let's take away the platitudes, and let's look at what they're actually talking about offering as an alternative to Joe Biden.
Excellent point. All right, Todd Alba, what is your best story of the week?
Well, this is fantastic, and I have to give all the credit to you and Kristen Bry, because I was listening to As Goes Wisconsin yesterday, the day before. This is fantastic. From CBS Miami, from the village of Pinecrest outside of Miami, they will now perform peacock vasectomies. That's right. According to Dr. Don J. Harris, he says, quote, snipping the tube that carries the sperm is easy and quick, 3 minutes. And when the peacock wakes up, he didn't know anything happened. Well, did you ask the peacock? I mean, come on.
Where's the peacock consent?
Exactly. Where's Krista Lyerly, for goodness sake? Since the population is out of control, this is fantastic, leaving messes behind on driveways and scratching cars. Quote, and they're really loud, especially during mating season.
They really are loud.
I didn't know that peacocks were screamers.
Oh yeah, they are really loud, and it's a weird.
Am I going to have to hit the dump button soon? I mean, I feel like this is getting real out of.
Not loud in that sense, Greg.
Whatever, dude. Just before you go on to the next thing, we did get a text from the 715, and I'm supposed to say this for Todd. Ask him about the quote unquote wanker LOL.
The wanker LOL?
He said, ask you about the wanker.
Is that a nickname? Oh,
about what? Well, I mean, that's what Crute and Dom call Scott Walker. I don't use that I talk about it, because I don't want to
raise it. Wrong branding.
I mean, I can tell stories about Scott Walker all day, because I was unfortunately in the Capitol with him, and he's just not a good guy.
Right.
I mean, that's I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah. Okay. Right, let's keep going. Let's keep going.
Pretty then. Succinct. Back to the peacocks just for one moment. It's just so interesting that, I mean, someone must have introduced those birds at some point, because our,
yes.
Right?
I mean, the story said they are not native to Florida.
They're an
invasive species.
Yeah, so somebody thought this was a good idea because they're pretty, and then all of a sudden now the peacock population is out of control. So, but again, I think there should be a consent form or something that you know, especially in
you're
Florida.
On the beach, the sun's setting, you're having a couple of margaritas. Of course, it's a great place to procreate.
Man,
especially if you're a peacock.
You know what, folks? I just want to apologize for Jane and Todd for bringing their liberal peacock agenda to the airwaves.
We're talking to a bird specialist at the top of the next hour, David Drake.
Are you really?
Yes. So we may get around to bird vasectomies just in general and see if this is
I will stay tuned.
If this is a larger issue or not. And
but size really matter, Jane. Come on, if you're a peacock, is it a larger issue or not?
It's about the size of the tail.
It's not the, it's the size of the plumage.
It's the, exactly. I'm sorry, but plumage counts for something, Todd.
Yeah, there's all truth to that.
Wow.
Make sure you join. I know, right? The whole broadcast has just gone totally down.
No, I'm loving it.
With Kristen gone, we're talking peacock sex now. Yes. So stick around. David Drake is going to be joining us to talk about the roseate spoonbill that was spotted at the beginning of the month in Green Bay. And this is a bird I think it's roseate or roseate. David will correct me, I'm sure. A spoonbill bird. And people were flocking to Green Bay to see it. It was
that's how it all started in Florida. They were spooning. And the next thing you know, they got to have vasectomies.
And it's peacock sex everywhere. All right. Todd,
you guys are fantastic.
It was wonderful having you. Thank you so very much for carving out some time. I know you got your own show coming up. Stick around. Top of the hour news is back, and then we're talking birds, baby. This is As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Okay. One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap.